And so as we come into our practice, we're checking in with ourselves. What do I need? What do I need? Sitting, standing, lying down. Maybe a few stretches, maybe even a little bit of walking, especially if there's restless, anxious energy. And then whatever you've chosen for posture, to begin to engage with that, with a loving awareness, a friendly awareness, if you will. And if you're sitting, making sure your posture is alert and dignified. Same too with standing and lying down. Connecting with touch points of feet, bottom, hands, perhaps back, lying down. Head nicely balanced. Setting up the conditions for a wakeful, friendly awareness through posture, through intentions. And then as we engage with this posture, checking in with ourselves a little more and just really noticing thoughts and emotions that may be moving through. And without getting caught up in them, just notice them, let them move through. Kind of take a barometer reading on the heart mind. And if you care to, connecting with breathing, perhaps having a few nice full breaths. Appreciating how each time we breathe in, there's a sense of an uplift, a rejuvenation, an energizing effect. Perhaps even a brightening of the mind, an uplift to the heart. and taking a little bit of time with the out-breath and appreciating how it is relaxing and soothing, and the muscles can release through the out-breath, but we engage with this without any forcing, just kind of opening to the possibility of release. And then just feeling, breathing in and breathing out. Opening and energizing, soothing, releasing. Not worrying about the wanderings of the mind. It's okay. It's what minds do, just like our ears hear. Letting those experiences move through like clouds across the sky. Leaves going down a stream. And returning to breathing, coming home to the present moment through breathing again and again and again. Remembering mental noting, labeling experiences can be helpful. Persistent thoughts and emotions, we name them. Thinking, planning, worrying, ruminating. Whatever may be arising, strong moods, anxious, sad. And so we make these notes. We feel their energies of the thoughts or emotions. We feel their energies through the body. And we let them move through. And then we come back home to breathing. Back home to this moment. feeling breathing, opening and energizing, soothing, releasing. Alert and calm. And if you care to, if it feels what you need, letting awareness expand around the breathing and feeling breath and body all together. Breath and body as a whole. Opening to the whole play of life here. The breathing along with the multitude of sensations coming and going. Noticing how posture is, it may have gone into some kind of old habitual conditioned posture that doesn't reflect your intentions for being here with that friendly alertness. So feel into that and then reestablish your posture with your intentions for this loving, friendly, alert awareness. And feeling breath and body as a whole. Strong sensations may be known, and we may periodically zoom our awareness in on them, possibly breathe in and out of them or with them, noting them, and feeling how they change. And then zooming back to breath and body as a whole. In a wide field of awareness. Letting everything be welcome and yet lost. Pardon me. Not lost in all the ways the mind may move. the thoughts and emotions move through like clouds across the sky or leaves down a stream, noting them as you need to within this wide container of breath and body as a whole. Coming home to breathing, to body, to an embodied presence. And then in these last few minutes of our practice, asking ourselves, what do I need now to just sit as I've been sitting or standing, what have you, opening to this life as it is? Do I need a little loving kindness, a little self-compassion? A little soothing touch. And engaging with that. And if you've been engaging in some loving kindness, self-compassion, taking a few moments to wrap that up and then just really noticing how it feels for you, the practice in its entirety. appreciating any benefits. And offering kindness and care to any difficulties. And knowing that whatever happens with our practice, it's time well spent for ourselves and the benefit of others. And just resting here with ourselves, just as we are.